listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO. This morning, we begin with some of Psalm 18. Psalm 18 is, well, let's just say it's long. It is 50 verses long. And we're going to pick up at verse 46, just the last four verses. So I'm missing a great deal of it, but beautiful stuff. A song of triumph, a song of salvation. David writes, "The Lord lives, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of my salvation, the God who gave me vengeance and subdued peoples under me, who delivered me from my enemies. Yes, you exalted me above those who rose against me. You rescued me from the man of violence. For this I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations, and sing to your name. Great salvation he brings to his king, and shows steadfast love to his anointed, to David, and his offspring forever." It seems to always be a common trouble, right? I mean, it was a praise song. I remember singing it as a young man back in my revivalistic days. Oh, the Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock. May the God of my salvation be exalted. Right? It's so beautiful. But what's the next verse, dear heavens? The God who gave me vengeance. Vengeance. David, what are you talking about? Vengeance. You need the context for this. And this is kind of the point. You can't just take one verse of a psalm, pull it out and sing it over and over again and claim to be singing the word of God. You got to take the whole thing and let it teach you what God would have you pray. And doubly so. When you have a psalm like this, as long as it is, dropped into the middle of not just this part of Scripture, but 2 Samuel chapter 22, around 3 years into the reign of David, after he has at long last been made king. Remember, he's carried this promise around for years and years with Saul, his friend, his father-in-law, chasing after him, seeking to have him killed. It's finally all stopped, and he's become king, and boom, famine on the land, and boom, Philistines from the north attacking and driving the people of Israel into despair so that David has to rise up and fight back. 2 Samuel 21:18 says, "After this, there was war with the Philistines at Gob." And verse 20 says, "And there was again war at Gath, where there was a man of great stature who had six fingers on each hand and six toes on each foot, 24 in number. And he also was descended from the giants. And when he taunted Israel, Jonathan, the son of Shimei, David's brother, struck him down. These four were descended from the giants in Gath, and they fell by the hand of David and by the hand of his servants. And David spoke to the Lord the words of this song on the day when the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies, from the hand of Saul. He said, 'The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer.'" And then, yes, 46 verses later, "The Lord lives. And blessed be my rock, who gave me vengeance and brought down the peoples beneath me." That is, made me to be king that I might save them from the danger, from the threat, from the attack of the wicked man. This is not about whoever you don't like getting their comeuppance just because you want them to be punished. This is about God delivering his king, his anointed one, that is Hebrew for Christ. Delivering his king from those who scoffed and tormented him. That'd be you and me. If anything, first and foremost, we are those who pursue the Lord as to bring him down, as to destroy him, who rise against him as violent men. And yet amazingly, this is the song he puts into our mouths, that he's moved us to the other side through the inverting, wonderful cross of Jesus, so that we sing, as I said yesterday, against our flesh and against the devil and against death, and therefore against all those who would stand against Christ and his church, we sing that the Lord lives. He lives doubly so. The resurrection of Jesus proves he lives as a man, eternally ascended into the heavens. Blessed be him. He is a rock to stand on. You build your house there, it doesn't shatter. Nothing like the sand when the rains come and the rains blow. Exalted is this God of salvation who gives vengeance to his Christ, who subdues the world beneath Christ, so that every knee must bow and every tongue confess, and therefore, who then delivers you from your enemies, exalting you in Christ, raising you up to heaven even now through the faith and the promise that you are one with his body and his blood, baptized into his person, ever unified with the new Adam, mortified in the present, but vivified unto eternity. Rescued from all men of violence yourself, first and foremost, but the enemies of the church all the more so. And for this, then, David praises. He alleluias. O Lord Jesus, King among the nations, the salvation you have brought through yourself and that crown, that real crown made of thorns, that steadfast love, that keseth that you hold to unto eternity, the fidelity by which you will not abandon those to whom you have spoken covenant. Doubly so, then, your Father does not abandon you. You do not abandon us. You he has christened, we you have christened. You have taken the seat of David forever, so that all those dark enemies of David's life, whether it be Goliath or this 24-digited man, or Saul, his betrayer and friend, no matter who it might be, that in this world would stand against his church and therefore stand against you, Jesus lives. And he's the rock. He's exalted. And you are saved.